Work never stops for the Homeland Security Office of Inspector General. Two recent investigations found some common problems, weaknesses in IT systems or procedures for managing basic functions. For details, we turn to Deputy Inspector General John Kelly. Mr. Kelly, good to have you on.
I'm glad to be here, Tom.
I guess in a department with 166,000 people, lots of people will have the same name. But when you call up and say, hey, this is John Kelly, I need this document, does that kind of help your cause a little bit?
Well, it does cause some confusion. I have been thought of as being the secretary, but I'm not.
Okay, well, we won't parade you as such today. You are the Deputy Inspector General. And let's talk about the first report, and that has to do with the Coast Guard's, I guess you would call it the equivalent of the Internal Affairs Department, Coast Guard Investigative Services.
Correct.
And you found some issues with their case management there. What's going on?
The audit of the Coast Guard's investigative service, we found significant issues with its case management system. While we generally were able to determine that the Coast Guard conducted its investigations expeditiously, we did identify significant issues with their case management systems. Those problems prevented us from making substantive observations concerning the quality of their investigations. This is extremely disturbing because if we could not make those observations concerning the quality of their investigations, neither could Coast Guard management.
Is the problem that within the case management system, there's just not enough information about the cases and how they investigated them and what they determined?
There are a myriad of problems associated with the system. We found it to be very awkward and clumsy. Two, there was not adequate information or guidance as to what they were supposed to be putting into those systems. We also found inconsistencies in how people put information in there, which is a logical outflow when people are not being told what to put into the system.
So in other words, there's nothing there that management could mine to get a sense of the trends in what's going on with their investigative service.
That's very correct. The Coast Guard has more than 50,000 people working for them, and they're scattered throughout the country. So I would venture to say that there's a fairly large number of cases.
Is there some other case management system in use somewhere at Homeland Security that the Coast Guard could simply adopt? I mean, isn't that the goal overall for management, is to try to make one DHS?
It is. It would be nice if we had one system for everything. Often agencies need to modify their system for their activities. The Coast Guard is both a law enforcement and a military organization, so they have certain requirements and certain additional needs that are not within the other law enforcement type entities, such as CBP or ICE.
Given that, even with respect to the Department of Defense, they're unique.
That is correct, yes.
What about, say, the investigative services that the Defense Department agencies
for
operate?
DCIS and NCIS, they could look to see see if they can adopt those systems. However, part of that evaluation that we conducted did not go and look to see whether or not that was a better system.
What were your main recommendations?
We had a total of 32 recommendations, three of which we closed upon the issuance of the report because the Coast Guard actually concurred with all of our recommendations. They realized that they had to take some corrective actions. They also provided us information as to how they were going to address 19 other of those recommendations that we believe will address the shortcomings that we identified. But there are also 10 other recommendations that the Coast Guard still needs to come up with a better plan to resolve some of those problems.
You had some recommendations with respect to the system itself, but also I noticed there were quite a few with respect to management of how they ingest and handle cases.
That is
correct. For example, the need for a hotline.
Yes, and also for controlling the referrals on hotlines, making sure that they're supposed to, by statute, send a lot of those hotline referrals to the Inspector General's office, to us, but they did not have they couldn't even tell us which ones that they referred to us and which ones they did not.
So they've got some work to do.
They do.
We're speaking with John Kelly, Deputy Inspector General at the Homeland Security Department. And the other report I wanted to ask you about concerned the Science and Technology Directorate's financial statements, and in particular, the information systems that support their finances. You found weaknesses.
Yes, we did. That was part of a much larger report that we do every year on the financial statements for the entire department. We hire KPMG to actually conduct that audit for us. For this year, KPMG provided an unmodified or clean opinion over the financial statements, but they also provided a disclaimer of opinion on the internal controls that were used to generate those systems. What that means is that the information that were used to come up with those financial statements were not reliable, and both the CFO and the inspector or KPMG had to basically take Herculean efforts to make adjustments to the financial systems so that they could have reasonable assurance that the financial statements were presented fairly as of September 30th, 2016.
Well, is that a problem with the composition of the software and the system itself, or is it the information people are putting in there?
Both. People are not putting accurate information in there. They're not putting it in there on a timely basis, and sometimes they're putting it in there incorrectly.
And there's no back check, I guess, against what people are putting in?
Unfortunately, no. That's where the problems are with the internal controls. That there's no one adequately supervising and making sure that things are put in there correctly, and if they need to be adjusted, they're adjusted on a timely basis. This is a systemic problem that is fairly universal in the government. When they passed the CFO Act a couple decades ago, the emphasis on the CFOs were primarily to get clean opinions. They didn't really care that much or haven't put enough emphasis into making sure that the internal controls were in place and the financial systems were available or accurate so that their day-to-day decisions could be based on accurate information.
So in a worst-case scenario, then, someone in the financial function could ensure that the data put into the system would produce an unalloyed audit, but wouldn't necessarily be the information regarding what actually happened financially.
Ultimately, with some of the adjustments that are made, they were able to make those adjustments so that the auditors had reasonable assurance the information was presented fairly, but that had to take a lot of adjustments and reconciliations that basically mean that the information that was provided initially was of limited value. That's why they received an adverse opinion on their internal controls.
I see. So if they could somehow, so what do they need to do then to get the system up to snuff so all those reconciliations and back checks don't have to be done?
They need to, one, get, as you mentioned before, one system throughout the entire department so that they talk with each other. They need to get controls in place to make sure that the information is timely and accurate and reliable.
And I'll ask the same question that I asked about the Coast Guard. Is there another financial management system in another DHS directorate, say, I don't know, National Programs and Protections, that science and technology could use, and they'd be all set to go?
The goal is to get one system throughout the entire department, using another component system to replicate that would not really get the job done because there are seven main components and then another more than a dozen headquarters offices. We actually need one system department-wide.
Sounds like a good case for shared services.
It does.
John Kelly is Deputy Inspector General at the Homeland Security Department. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Find links to both reports and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.